Hello, my name is Huey Saul. I'm a third year internal medicine resident at the University of Texas Health Science Center Tyler, internal medicine residency program at Christus Good Shepherd Medical Center in Longview, Texas. For my project is establishing ultrasound education in internal medicine residency. And I want to thank Dr. Gautam Bhaskaran and Dr. Tiffany Egbe for their help with this project. Dr. Bhaskaran is one of the faculty at our program who helped teach ultrasound, and Dr. Egbe is my program director as well as quality champion, and both of them helped me a great deal with this project. Now, ultrasound was first described in the 1950s by a gynecologist who first proposed its use in looking at abdominal masses. Since then, its use has really expanded, and it's much more prevalent in modern medical practice. Now, point-of-care ultrasound has been found to be especially useful and has been found to help with achieving the IHI quadruple aim in that it can increase success rate of procedures, decrease complications, decrease cost of patient care, increase patient satisfaction, and it can actually improve time to diagnosis of certain conditions. Now, many institutions around the country have started implementing ultrasound curricula for their medical students and residents. However, sadly, my institution did not have any kind of formal ultrasound education when I first started, and thus I really wanted to start something for the residents. And my aim was to establish a point-of-care ultrasound curriculum for the residents to improve confidence and knowledge using ultrasound. Now, what I actually did, first I found a faculty member who would help us teach ultrasound, and that was Dr. Bhaskaran. He is a pulmonary critical care trained physician who had previous ultrasound experience through his training. And working with him, we came up with a plan for an ultrasound curriculum. What we did was we chose four areas of the body that we wanted to focus on. Them being the internal jugular vein, radial artery, lung/pleura, and heart. And the participants were the residents who rotated through the ICU from August 2019 to February 2020. And for each rotation block, we taught the course to the residents. The equipment that we used was a Mindray TE7 ultrasound machine that we borrowed from the emergency or radiology departments. And we had a pre- and post-course survey for each group of participants. The pre-course survey asked specifically about ultrasound experience in the past. It asked about confidence level for each area that we were of the body that we were focusing on a 5-point Likert scale, with 1 being strongly disagree and 5 being strongly agree. And for each area of the body, we asked 1 question pertaining to it. And in terms of the post-course survey, we yet again asked for the participant confidence on a 5-point Likert scale, and we asked the same questions, and we also asked for any comments or suggestions. Now, looking at figure A here, this is an example of the pre- and post-course surveys that we handed out to the participants. In terms of the number of participants, we had 24. Of that, in figure B here, we see that 21% of those participants have previous ultrasound education experience. Of that 21%, 80% had learned about ultrasound from medical school, whereas 20% had attended a beta version of the course that I was teaching. Now, in figure C here, we see the number of participants who had performed certain procedures before, and which of those participants had used ultrasound for those procedures. What we see is the purple are the procedures that were performed without ultrasound, whereas the orange are the procedures that were performed with ultrasound. In terms of residents who had performed central lines in the past, or who had placed central lines in the past, we see that there were 2 residents who had never used ultrasound. In terms of the 5 participants who had previously performed thoracentesis, all were done with ultrasound. And in terms of the residents who had previously placed arterial lines, we see that there were 2 who had never used ultrasound. Now, looking at figure D here, we see the average confidence level, both pre- and post-course, the purple bar being the pre-course and orange bar being post-course. And what we see is that across the board for all four areas of the body that we were teaching, there was an increase in confidence of at least 1 point on the Likert scale. And what we see is that there was a significant increase, as seen by the standard error bars here. Of course, the highest confidence level, both pre and post course, were in the internal jugular vein and the radial artery, two areas that it seems that participants had most experience with. However, there was still significant increase in confidence level across the board. Now, in terms of objective measurement, in terms of the percentage of participants who were able to answer the questions correctly, we see that compared to pre-course, the post-course number of participants who were able to answer the questions correctly increased across the board for all questions that we asked. Now, the highest pre-course percentage was in the internal jugular vein and radial artery, yet again supporting the fact that the participants had most experience in these areas. However, there was still an increase in the number of participants who were able to answer the question correctly post-course. The biggest increase, however, was in the heart, followed by the lung slash pleura, these two areas being the areas that the participants were least familiar with pre-course. And we see that across the board in all areas of the body that we taught, there was a significant increase. Now, yet again, in terms of the discussion, we see that the residents did have an increase in confidence level as well as percentage of questions answered correctly. Now, in terms of the comments that were left on the post-course survey, most of the participants had a very positive experience and really liked the ultrasound education. The most common suggestion was that they wanted more ultrasound education in the future. Now, this study was limited by the fact that we had a very small number of participants, 24, as well as the fact that we had actually anonymized the surveys. We had hoped to decrease possible bias by doing this. However, this also meant that we were not able to do comparisons for each resident in terms of their confidence level pre and post course, or their ability to answer questions pre and post course. However, I would argue that because of the fact that on average, confidence level rose significantly for all participants, we can say that we did achieve our goal. Now, in terms of future expansion, I believe that we can continue to teach more areas of the body in the future, as well as try and teach more sessions to incorporate one more residents, as well as to help reinforce the knowledge that residents gained from this course. Now, in conclusion, based on the results, I believe that we did achieve our goal. We were able to establish a point of care ultrasound curriculum for the residents, and we were able to improve resident confidence and knowledge of ultrasound. Thank you.